Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. A near record number of Kentucky Farm Bureau members are headed to Washington, D.C. next week for the annual congressional tour. State President Mark Haney says they'll be staying at a new location this year.
We're at a new hotel and where we have stayed in the past. We're actually going to be over close to the White House this year. And it'll be in a really kind of a different location, give folks an opportunity to really see a different kind of Washington than they have seen in the past for those that have been on this tour before.
Haney says this is a great opportunity for new county leaders to learn and get more involved.
We encourage new leaders at the county level to be involved. We encourage county farm bureaus to send young farmers, newly elected board members, folks that have never really experienced the Washington scene before. It's an opportunity to whet their appetite and get them interested.
He adds a congressional tour is a great time to meet with the Kentucky congressional delegation.
We'll meet with every one of our congressional leaders up there. We will come together. We will have our folks exposed to them to be able to ask questions and have really be able to develop a relationship with those folks. And our congressional leaders and their staff just really they really like us bringing the folks there and letting them meet them and let them talk to them and develop those relationships. So it is such an important time.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Haney adds one of the highlights of the congressional tour is seeing the Capitol with 5th District Congressman Hal Rogers.
And when he opens up the invitation to come along and join in on his tour, he'll end up with a lot of folks. So it is more complicated than what it used to be, but it's such a wonderful tour because he takes you in places that you can't do that on your own. You can't tour the Capitol on your own by yourself like you used to back many years ago. You have to do it with a guided tour.
This year's tour runs February 24th through the 28th. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.